Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here on my flagship station, AM 860 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations all across the country, as well as all across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite streaming live online right now. Now, a special shout-out goes to our military men and women, to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping out in the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe. And to all those people working on the Third Watch, our truckers, our warehouse, factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, and the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, thanks for keeping America rolling along, too. A special shout-out goes to all of our oil workers, all the roughnecks working, all the oil rigs, wherever they're at, whatever they're doing, thanks for keeping the oil moving along. And you guys should feel pretty good because oil went up $5 a barrel yesterday. That makes you guys feel a little bit better. And don't forget to check out our Facebook page, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, and on Twitter at Captain's America. Now go over there, like the Facebook page. When I see that, then I'll put you in the chat room. All righty. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Kyle, you ready to say the pledge?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, this great country of ours was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got a caller on the line. I'm going to bring him on. You ready?
Absolutely.
This is Picasso. And Picasso, what's going on with you today?
Good evening. Great to be with you, Captain. Indivisible is an important word right now in the country, too, along with the God thing. That's pretty important. Tomorrow is a day of prayer starting in the over the world.
Yep.
Muslims, Christians, Jewish, everybody else will be praying in the afternoon.
Yep.
I might join in that one. I just saw Bear. Kyle, did you get your invitation?
I'm not sure. I'll have to check. Yeah.
Yeah, because I got mine in my mail. Nancy Pelosi sent me an invitation. I can go to Chinatown on Sunday and have chicken chow pung moon with her in Chinatown. I just wanted to know whether you got yours in the mail.
Good luck.
I don't think so. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, Kyle, I had a little math. I'm not any specialist, but I've been throwing the numbers on the. Before I ask you my question, I've been updating the world. I think the virus is, I don't want to say completely flattening, but it's happening different ways. Asia's okay. We're at about 1,700 for the last. It's not exponentially climbing up the mountain. It's climbing at the same rate right now in Europe and a little bit down, steadily. At about where we've been for the last 3 or 4 days. The next 4 or 5 days, we're going to find out. But I think by about 5 or 6 days, we may not going to be in an increase. We're not going to be exponentially increasing, 2, 4, 8, 16, 32. That's the trouble with the virus. But that's not what I call about. I wanted to ask you, Kyle. Unemployment, is it correct there's about 178 million, about half of the population, 170 million Americans who are working and employed?
Well,
that
could
right?
be right. Yeah, if you have that number, that could be, sure.
And I was reading stuff, and I just wondered, have you ever read anything or heard of anything that talked about, and Captain and I were yakking about this before, it makes sense to me, and I did a little bit to him there, the unemployment rate, like let's say for every million that are unemployed, the effect that has on the overall death rate of those unemployed. Have you ever read anything about that?
No, I haven't. Yeah, what do you think?
Well, I just recently got into some stuff. I think there's a correlation there. I mean, like Captain said, the people in New York are getting desperate, and there's some things happening up there. I don't know what he wants to talk about that.
Well, but, I'm just going to say suicides are up. I'll just put it that way. Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, and it takes money to take care of yourself, right?
Right.
I mean, the
right.
more you take care of yourself, the longer you live.
Right.
The better you feel physically, mentally, da-da-da. It goes on and on. It makes sense. But there's a race as to how many people normally die and then how many people die in a sense of unemployment. My point is that when you start comparing the numbers of the deaths due to the coronavirus and at the time at which you're going to open the country up, you also have to consider the fact that unemployment is having death, even though it's smaller, having a death issue to consider, too. Does that make sense to you, Kyle?
Well, there's certainly going to be, I mean, this unprecedented thing that we're going through is certainly going to perhaps drive those numbers up, most unfortunately. And this is one of the reasons why I think the president, the administration are trying to respond to this as quickly as possible, and to try to give people the notion that, number one, there's not only hope that the mitigation is going to help, but there's hope that companies are going to be made whole, at least to make payroll, and people are going to get these stimulus checks, if only to make sure that they're not going down into this, you know, the depths of depression because of what's happening around them. That's the whole point.
Yeah. Now, Picasso, we're going to run out of time, so you got about 30 seconds. We got to make it real quick.
Well, $1 trillion is how many billion? It's 1,000. 1 billion is how many million? Comes out to $5,748 for each American person per $1 trillion that we should be getting here in the stimulus plan, and we're doing a 2 to 4 trillion, whatever that is, and we're getting $1,000 of it. Anyway, Professor Kyle, I put your widget up, and you know, it comes across on your widget. It shows your show, so people can click that. I've been trying to connect another way to download your show. But anyway, your Twitter widget is up, and your Twitter is flowing on my site. So I just wanted you to know Casey and I listen in. I appreciate your information.
All right. Thank you very much. And that's Picasso and Kyle. You hang on, folks. We'll be right back. And when we come back, the home lenders are bracing for up to a 15 million mortgage defaults because of what's going on. Now, fortunately, we're being told that the mortgage foreclosures and people being tossed out in the street and apartments and whatnot is being put off for about 2 to 3 or 4 months, somewhere in that category, depending on your state. I'll be right back.
Attention, fellow Americans. We are now at an all-time high risk of illnesses due to pathogens and viruses. So it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. Do it with new nanocolloidal silver from Americare. Using a patented process with tiny silver particles 1/100th the size of a red blood cell that allows for maximum absorption, Americare's nanocolloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it inhibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever at around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
92.
$1,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 29th to June 1st for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient civilizations, crop circles, and so much more. Over 150 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts Paul Hellyer, Linda Moulton Howe, Nick Pope, Emery Smith, Stephen Greer, Russell Targ, Doc Wallach, Leslie Kane, and more. Get your tickets at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
I don't even recognize myself anymore.
I'm really worried about him. His addiction. I haven't seen him like this. Ever.
Hey, look, I never wanted to start using. I knew the drill, but I was out of options.
I just want to tell him it's not your fault. There are people out there who can help. People who have felt your pain. They know what you're going through.
This has to stop. I'm losing everything. Everyone.
You've been strong your whole life. You can do this, but you have to reach out for help.
It's time. I can do this.
Addiction is a disease, and diseases need treatment.
Call Quit Drugs 321 now at 800-377-1456. 800-377-1456. That's 800-377-1456. Paid for by the Detox and Treatment Helpline.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. This portion of the program brought to you by my good friends Pete and Seth Talbot. I talked to Pete Talbot yesterday. He was asking me how I was doing. I said, well, I'm doing all right. How you doing up here in Seattle? He said, well, it's a little bit rugged up here right now, but we are managing to continue to work, and our factory's going, because what they do, the medicinal stuff that they do, even though it's all natural, it's considered medicine. It's an essential part of doing business in America, relief factors. So that being said, if you are struggling with nagging pain of any type, and you don't know what to do, and you're taking stuff and it just doesn't seem to work, if you've got arthritis, back pain, neck pain, shoulder pain, foot pain, ankle pain, hip pain, knee pain, muscle aches, and just general pain altogether, let me suggest to you that you try the Relief Factor 3-Week Quick Start right away. Now, that's how I got started on it 4 years ago, and I've been taking it ever since, 2 times a day. Now, you start out, and to get it in your system for the first week, you take it 3 times a day. And then after that, you take it 2 times a day. But I'm going to tell you right now, when you start with a three-week quick start, it's going to work for you, because 80% of the people that order it from this show stay on it. That's the stats that we're dealing with right now. It's $19.95. You go over to the website, relieffactor.com/captain. That's the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain. You'll see the little tutorial there, the little video telling you about what's in it. It's all natural. There's vitamin supplements in there that will help you out with the pain problems that you got, with the swelling that you got. ReliefFactor.com/captain, ReliefFactor.com/captain. And if you do want to call them, you can call them at 800-500-8384, but you got to tell them the captain sent you or you're going to get charged full price. And we don't want to see that. So, relieffactor.com/captain and tell them the captain sent you. All righty. Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, we have got homeowners right now, the title of this story, and you're in, you do, what do you do, property management?
Yeah, real estate management, that's right, exactly.
Besides being the professor of politics, because everybody's got a sideline, I understand that. But home lenders right now need to brace for what we're hearing is going to be up to 15 million mortgage defaults coming up. But because of the rules that were put in place by the feds, as well as the states, where in some cases they're giving people as much as a 3 month reprieve, where there would be no foreclosures, there will be no evictions if you're an apartment dweller, things just on hold. They won't even start the paperwork in the courts. Is that what you're hearing?
Well, that's right. And so what we have heard, of course, from my own state here in California, is that there is a waiver from really the big banks, including Wells Fargo, J.P. Morgan Chase, and others. Bank of America, I think, is already deferring as many as 50,000 mortgages. I think that's nationwide, but they were going to do it, I think, for a month. They may be changing that. But you're right. You're looking to have a lot of homeowners, about 30% perhaps of homeowners, not be able to make their mortgage payments. Then you have a lot of folks living in apartments, and they may not be able to pay their rent because they've lost their job, they've been laid off because of this crisis. And so what happens is then, you know, the apartment owner, then they have expenses. They owe a lender, more than likely, of course, and they're not going to be able to service those loans. And so they're going to have to go to their lender and try to work something out. Also, typically, there's a lot of apartments that get rehabbed or they get remodeled and these kinds of things.
Yeah.
Construction, it really has now pulled back in different all over the country.
Right.
So people are out of jobs there, and so what will happen, of course, it's the same thing with the shopping malls. Shopping malls are being told by their major tenants they're not going to make their April rent payment,
right,
and probably foreseeable after that. So it is this major, major thing that will happen. And one of the big eventualities out of this, Captain, is this is going to cause litigation going on for a long, long time as people try to either break their lease for their apartment, break their lease for their commercial establishment, or not be able to pay their mortgage.
And somewhere yesterday, I don't remember what it was or who it was, but there was a big shopping mall company, conglomerate, that sold the mall they were at for 5 months' rent.
Very interesting. Yeah, I haven't heard that. But I know that, for example, Simon Property Group is a big mall REIT, real estate investment trust in the nation. They're laying off 30% of their workforce because all the malls are idle. Their stores are empty. Macy's laid off.
Well, they were going to Milwaukee, if I remember right.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but that's
where they... Yeah, in Milwaukee. That's right.
Yeah, and all they did was they went till August the 17th. That's when they're going to have... And by the way, their convention is going to be 1 week before the Republicans. That's kind of the way it used to be.
Right. Oh, that's right. Yeah, the DNC is postponing their convention until August now.
Yeah, and they'll be the week before the Republicans.
Wow. Well, it's going to be an interesting thing to see how all this is going to pan out, especially with how Biden seems to just kind of be foundering. And I know we see some polls coming.
Well,
question these polls, you know.
Yeah, and the Democrats postponing their convention to the week of August the 17th. My question is, will Joe Biden still be the presidential candidate at that time? I know there's a movement afoot to, because of all the publicity that the New York governor, Andrew Cuomo is getting. They like what they see. People, he's got a very popular, rating right now all around the country, the national polls, and, they're running some, progressive numbers, in different groups that they have to see how he would fare, and the numbers are looking favorable, more so than Joe Biden. And I'm just wondering if he would be considered in the mix.
Well, I think that is part of the dream it would be for the Democrat Party.
Or I got this one for you. How about if he ran for vice president and still could be governor?
That could very well be as a running mate. Well, but didn't Joe Biden, I think he made it clear, or he made this pledge.
He had a woman.
He's going to have a woman running mate, basically.
Yeah, but any poll that I've seen on Real Clear Politics that puts him with any woman you want to mention, he still doesn't beat Donald Trump.
Well, no, and part of that, too, is, you know, the arbitrary picks and things like that are servicing for, you know, some kind of weird ideological, you know, kind of thing. But what the American public are being looking for is somebody who can actually lead, and I think they're going to think that Donald Trump is that person compared to Joe Biden. Poor Joe Biden is having more and more trouble in these podcasts that he's doing, these live interviews that he's doing, and it's he's not doing it.
Let's listen to what was talked about yesterday when it came to Adam Schiff. He's back in the news for all the wrong reasons.
President Trump wants state governments to make the call about stay-at-home orders. State governments should decide, not the president. Griff Jenkins is live in D.C. with the president's explanation. Griff.
Good morning, Steve Ainsley and Brian. That's right. Florida, Georgia, and Pennsylvania, the latest to join 36 states in D.C. now with some form of a stay-at-home order. Among the top 10 states with the most cases, all have issued such orders, but the president is resisting the call for a national order.
There are some states that are different. There are some states that don't have much of a problem.
He's leaving the decision to the governors on the front lines, but he says he will absolutely answer another call, and that's from former Vice President Joe Biden, who's criticized the president's handling of the pandemic. Biden's team responded after the press conference saying, "Our teams will be in touch, and we will arrange a call." No word on when that will take place. Meanwhile, another critic of the president, Congressman Adam Schiff. Remember him? He led the impeachment inquiry. He's now calling for a 9/11 style panel. Here's what he tweeted yesterday, saying, "After Pearl Harbor and 9/11, we looked at what went wrong to learn from our mistakes. Once we've recovered, we need a nonpartisan commission to review our response and how we can better prepare for the next pandemic. I'm working on a bill to do that."
Wow, wow, wow. And by the way, Nancy Pelosi did, in fact, appoint him to head the committee or to for his committee to do whatever. And then Senator James Clyburn from South Carolina said, "This is our opportunity to fundamentally transform America."
Right. Well, didn't Nancy Pelosi accuse the president the other day of, quote, fiddling while people are dying? Well, this is the perfect example of just looking at your political options and trying to get make some kind of political hay out of this whole thing. Adam Schiff ought to try to say, "What can I do? You know, maybe he could help load some medical supplies or something," rather than make these kinds of calls.
Maybe he could drive, maybe he could get in there and drive the truck and find out what it's like to be a driver to go cross country with some of these supplies.
No kidding.
I bet he couldn't do it.
I bet you he couldn't do it.
"Oh, I'm so tired. I can't go any further. I've driven 100 miles. I can hear it now. All right. Hold that thought. Kyle's going to be right back. We're going to, and by the way, we're going to bypass the military segment, sort of. Got to mention what happened to the commander of the USS Theodore Roosevelt yesterday. We'll get into that. And Kyle will be finishing up with me. So, be right back with more. And Kyle Warren, too. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, broadcasting from Tampa, Florida.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses. Your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
The
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
In the headlines this hour, global coronavirus cases surpassing 1 million people. President Trump at the daily White House coronavirus briefing reveals he takes a second test out of curiosity to see how quickly it works and that he tests negative for the virus. His White House physician sending out a note saying the test takes 1 minute and results are back within 15 minutes. The president telling reporters the private sector continuing to help out with much needed supplies.
This action will help General Electric, Hillrom, Medtronic, ResMed, Royal Philips, and Vyaire Medical overcome obstacles in the supply chain that threaten the rapid production of ventilators. We have over 100,000 being built right now or soon to be started.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Thank you, all United States veterans. May God love you.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, this portion of the program is brought to you by the National Aviation Academy. We had Bo on the air yesterday. He answered a lot of questions, and thank you very much for the questions. They have two locations to serve you, one in Concord, Mass., just outside Boston, the other one here in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're in Clearwater on the west side of the bay. And if you want a job that will give you a great career path with a tremendous starting salary of at least $55,000-$60,000 a year without much effort on a 40-hour work week with the opportunity to make even more than that if you want to apply yourself, then check out the National Aviation Academy by going to their website, NAA.edu. That's NAA.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. And tell them the captain sent you and let them tell you all about their school. All right, Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, is with us. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
No, thanks for sticking around.
Oh, my pleasure.
All right, we have a situation where, and I kind of figured this was going to happen, because the commanding officer of the Theodore Roosevelt, Captain Brent Crozier, was in command until yesterday of the 5,000-person vessel. Now, he sent a letter to the acting Secretary of the Navy, Thomas Modley, but he also copied 25 people in the letter. And I'm not sure who he copied other than the Secretary of the Navy. But, first of all, that goes against protocol when you're having problems aboard a ship. And of all things to have happen, his four-page letter somehow got leaked to the New York Times. And when it hit the New York Times, Kyle, I said, my God, this guy's career is over. I said that to myself.
Well, exactly, and you were right, for sure. Yeah, it got intercepted in the media somehow and got into these different outlets, and basically the acting Navy Secretary, Thomas Modley, said that the letter got sent over, quote, a non-secure, unclassified email to a, quote, broad array of people, just like you're talking about, rather than sending it up the chain of command in a secure fashion, which would seem to be the proper protocol, especially because it involved some pretty sensitive information, perhaps about the readiness of the aircraft carrier Theodore Roosevelt.
And this is a nuclear-powered carrier with aircraft and nuclear, how should I put this? It has nuclear weapons aboard it. Okay, we all know that.
Right.
And as a result, yeah. And by the way, the acting Navy Secretary, Thomas Modley, said the commander exercised poor judgment, and as a result, he was relieved of command. Now, I'm going to tell you that when this happens with the Navy, with a vessel like this, you might as well kiss your career goodbye. He's going to be getting an early retirement, and that'll be that. He'll be writing a book, and he'll be all over television in the next 2, 3, or 4 months.
Yeah, perhaps so, and one would think that, you know, obviously the coronavirus pandemic is perhaps causing, or maybe he thought, well, this is so terrible, I've got to send it out to all these different people. But again, that's why they have rules in the Navy, just
well,
like all the military. Yeah.
What happened with the letter was once it was made public, the letter created alarm aboard the from the families that were on board the vessel. Their home port was San Diego, and they started ringing the phones off the hook saying, what the hell is going on here? Our children, our son, our daughter, whatever's in harm's way, this isn't right, they didn't sign up for this, blah, 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 blah. And that's how that got started, and that's why we saw what we saw. And too bad, so sad, but I'm not shocked.
Nope. And again, yeah, there's usually about 5,000 people aboard one of these carriers, and so that's right, it caused a major panic.
Now, Gary, do you drink milk?
Occasionally, but my
okay, occasionally.
My
see,
yeah, yeah.
See, a lot of other people are occasionally drinking milk, or they've gone to that other form of milk, the silk, huh?
Silk or soy milk, yeah.
Right. And as a result, dairy plants now that bottle milk are dumping large amounts of unused milk as the demand is starting to dry up. Now, this can go on for a little while. The dairy farmers are subsidized, all right? So they're going to get their money, whether or not they use the milk or not. They're going to get their money. But the dairy producers, dairies are going to go by the wayside here if something doesn't happen soon. You can't make ice cream out of all that milk, if you know what I mean.
Well, exactly, and one of the primary reasons why the demand is drying up, I'm sure kids at home are drinking milk, but restaurants and schools and other food service businesses, they're not making those orders because...
Well, right now, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So So it's a major impact on the flow, shall we say, of milk through the system here.
Yeah, when I was in the Publix the other day during the special hour that we have to go in, and we can all go in there and shop it ourselves, the people in my age group, I went in there and I went through the milk section, the dairy section, and it's more now, not milk, it's more the silk and the soy milk.
Well, sure. And, you know, a lot of restaurants now are starting to include, if you do takeout, they'll include some groceries. And some of the stuff that they get through their supply chains includes milk, and that may be another way people can get milk for their home.
Now, there's something very interesting right now going on in Alabama. We've got a senatorial primary race going on there between Jeff Sessions and the former football coach of the Auburn Tigers. And the president came out and endorsed the coach of the Auburn Tigers, Tommy Tuberville, I believe is his name.
Right.
But President Trump, his campaign yesterday demanded, they didn't ask, they demanded that Jeff Sessions stop trying to tie himself to President Trump as being one of his loyal people, this, that, and the other. Apparently there's enough of a rift there. The president is serious about putting new blood in the Senate out of Alabama.
Well, that's right. I think they were saying that their assumption was, or they could only assume, that the campaign's intention was to confuse President Trump's loyal supporters in Alabama into believing that President Trump supported the candidacy of Jeff Sessions. And so there's definitely no love lost there between Trump and Sessions, although, as I recall, I think it was Sessions as one of the original senators to come out and support President Trump.
First one.
Yeah, that's right, when he was running for president. So how things have changed, and of course they changed over all of the recusal and many other sort of disagreements that Trump had with Sessions during his tenure as Attorney General.
Yeah, and by the way, Eric, to answer your question, there was an admiral in charge of the battle group, but the commander of the ship was the captain who we just mentioned, who was relieved the command of the ship. The admiral was on the flagship, which was that carrier as well, but we're not talking about the admiral. But anyway, so that's kind of unusual. And of course, Alabama, they love their football.
Well, sure, exactly. It's interesting that Sessions was trying to get back his old Senate seat, basically, but there's a lot of water under the bridge right now for that.
Yeah, and I think it is time for some new blood. You know, Jeff Sessions, maybe he'll be appointed. And by the way, here's something. Wasn't he the Attorney General?
Exactly, yeah.
Well, maybe President Trump will be looking for a federal judgeship for him.
That could very well be. It just depends. It seems like their relationship is soured pretty good, but
obviously,
you never know. Yeah.
All right. Now, Dr. Fauci says we mustn't give up and accept the projected virus death toll. We can do better if we just follow the rules.
Well, sure. He says it's within our power, you know, to modify the numbers that they're looking at with these projections. And one of the things Dr. Fauci has said, Captain, is that these projections, of course, are always based on assumptions. You know, you have to put something into the equation in order to spit out a number. And but no, it's exactly right. It's totally within our power. If everybody hunkers down, does what they're supposed to do, doesn't go out and congregate, et cetera, and now perhaps even wears the mask, we're going to do a lot more, because what we are doing already has saved lives, and I know it to be true.
You betcha. Tell everybody how to your show, please.
Yes, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll see you on the weekend edition.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, everybody, the professor of politics. We really appreciate him sticking around as long as he did. He didn't have to do that, but we had so much ground to cover, so many different things. And you should be hearing everything we just talked about in the mainstream media, and you're not. But you will hear. I'll be right back. Truckers Highway Bible Report number 2 coming up.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi. Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce on AM 860.
There she is, Donna Fiducia, and she's getting with the charge, if you will. And I'll tell you what, we have got this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, the Truckers Highway and Bible Report, which is brought to you by our good friends over at the Plyin J and Pilot Truck Stop nearest you. Because I'm telling you, it's all about what is available out there in the roads. And the Pilots and the Plyin J's that I've been to, they're really, really, really good. And you want to check that out, too. So we're going to get started here. I'm just waiting for a little something to catch up to me. And here we go. lady, that's James Brown, Living in America. You remember, that was the theme song behind the Rocky, one of the Rocky movies, where Apollo Creed went up against the Russian and got beaten to a pulp. Matter of fact, I'm not sure, that may have been the movie where he died. Not positive, but that might have been the one. But anyway, there you go, Living in America, James Brown. And Eric gave me a thumbs up on that one. Okay, there you go. Now, this report, we're going to tell you about what's going on out there in the Midwest, upper Midwest. We got us a big old snowstorm out there. Now, a slow-moving cold front is going to bring the potential for severe storms with large hail, damaging winds, and locally heavy rain across Texas. This is down the south end of where this storm is, by the way. And the further north up in the plains, from Kansas to Nebraska to South Dakota to North Dakota to Minnesota to Iowa, you've got snow. And further up the line, you've got a winter storm warning. I'll get to that in a minute. Now, those conditions will continue. And in the northeast, a meandering coastal low is going to produce locally heavy rain with interior snow, gusty winds, and coastal flooding. Now, I can tell you that right now, off the coast of Massachusetts, you've got heavy rain. It may, in fact, be raining in parts of Massachusetts right now. There could be some snow up there in the Berkshires and up in places like the mountainous areas of New Hampshire and Maine a little bit later in the day, but right now it is not snowing up there. There is some snow, a clipper coming across. It's been kind of slowly working its way across in West Virginia. You got snow in the western part of West Virginia, southeastern Ohio, and northeastern Kentucky. But a winter storm warning for I-29 from Fargo, North Dakota, all the way up to the Canadian line. And I mean a winter storm warning in that area. That warning goes over across into the western part of Minnesota, about 20, 25 miles into Minnesota, all the way up to the Canadian border, right there from I-94 in Fargo, right across the line. It goes up about, it goes in about 20, 25 miles. But there is snow over towards the Twin Cities, almost into Wisconsin right now. It will be in Wisconsin probably by the end of the day, if not sooner. The western half of Iowa is getting snow. Most of Nebraska is getting snow today. Al said yesterday they had freezing rain. Well, there's snow in the offing for you today there, Al. The eastern half of South Dakota getting snow. Also, central part of Kansas, that is moving to the east, and we'll see what happens there. And the other thing is, let's see here. We've got some cold temperatures out in California. We've got a freeze watch all the way from Lake Tahoe down to about Barstow. And there's a freeze warning, hard freeze warning, in the Medford, Oregon area tonight. That could be it could be create some losses for the fruit guys up there, because their fruit right about now is should have already blossomed or been blossoming, and they might have a real problem there. Now, we've got windy conditions in the southern part of Virginia, over towards Norfolk, and most of North Carolina, over towards the water, and the northeastern part of South Carolina, too. Now, the Truckers Highway Bible Report is always brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J. Pilot and Flying J, by the way, let's not forget that that's your daddy's truck stop anymore. And again, if you haven't stopped and seen what they have to offer, stop by, especially on the third watch, because if you go in there and tell them the captain sent you, or that you were listening to the Captain's America third watch, you'll get a nice free cup of coffee. You can do what Nelson does. You can go in there and tell them that and get you a nice cup of coffee. And so it's on them. Alice saying that Clubber Lang put him on the canvas for the last time. Clubber Lang. Okay, so that was a movie. All right. Because this was what he went up against the Russian. I'm pretty sure he got beat badly. But that's when Rocky came into the mix afterwards to go after. And that was Dolph was it Dolph Lundgren or something like that? But anyway, I can't remember all of this stuff because I remember the movies, but I don't remember some of the names. All right, well, we're going to go over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. And Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com is an Intel analyst. She intels stuff, and then she analyzes it. So she analyzes Intel, right?
Good morning.
Do you like that description?
Good job.
All right, let's talk about the CDC, because they came out yesterday and they said they're going to urge everyone to wear cloth masks in public. But then, and it's like de Blasio's got to one-up everybody. De Blasio in New York City said, well, New Yorkers should wear cloth masks outside. And he may make it mandatory. I don't know. We'll see.
Well, you know, it kind of goes back to looking at the modeling and what other regions across the globe have done that have kept their contagion rate and death rate low. And so I think that's where between the CDC's suggested that, such that de Blasio and or Cuomo have it under consideration. The question then becomes, however, is availability, because we obviously have a major mask crisis going on. As we have witnessed, if you watched the White House briefing yesterday, we have a situation with 3M.
We do, and right here in Florida, our emergency management director blew the whistle on them and was all over Twitter putting tweets out there about what they're doing. People from foreign countries are coming to where the agents are, the producers that sell the stuff because...
Distributors,
and they're putting cash down on the table, and they're getting delivery, and the president supposedly today is going to issue an executive order to stop that.
Well, this actually was mentioned by Lighthizer at the White House briefing yesterday, because they actually got a telephone call that said what was really going on, and Trump said that's just not going to work. That's just not going to work at all.
Yeah.
So under the Defense Production Act, I don't know if there's a clause in there that says that you can't. Not only do you have a bidding war, but it appears that even when, like, the state of Florida had a contract, and the contract was breached by 3M because it went to the highest bidder. And interestingly enough, it looks like Germany was one of the culprits.
I'm not surprised.
That was just showing up with big piles of cash.
All right, hold that thought. And, oh, by the way, folks, some of these masks are going for 10 to 20 times what they were going for before we even knew what a pandemic was. I'll be right back. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, after the top of the hour news.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight, Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.